Number 8. Now this is beautiful. Bachodesh Harishon, he pilpur, l'shem esar chodesh. Okay, this is Perek Gimel. Haman is angry at Mordechai, and he wants to kill Mordechai. He knows Mordechai is Jewish. He wants to wipe out the whole nation. Haman draws the lots. He draws the lots when? He throws the dice when? Bachodesh Harishon, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If your name, so he's rolling the dice. And whatever the dice tell him, the Mefarshim explain how he drew the lottery. He had different explanations, but he had the numbers, each number corresponded to a day of the year, and he had months, so he pulled out a number, like, you know, 28, that would be the 28th day of the first month. And he put the month, said 6, it doesn't match, because day 28 is in the first month of where you're from. Then he pulled out a number, 173. Oh, that's in the 6th month. Then he pulled out a piece of paper, 9, the 9th month. That doesn't match. Till he pulled out a number and a month that matched, and so that was his match. All right. If you were Haman, when would you want, it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
ASAP.
ASAP, correct. When would you want the lots to fall out? ASAP. Well, what would you want? You'd want the second day, Bet Nisan. Mr. Fuchs said Bet Nisan.
Zrizus.
The Brin Zrizus and getting into the corners there. So Haman wanted that Zrizus to kill the Jews. Okay, very good. Right? Yes or no? Yes. When did the lots fall out? Yud Gimel Adar, 11.5 months later. That's an ace mister. What's the shot? The Gra and the Malbim say it gave us more time to work up a defense. What if the decree was kill the Jews in 3 days? It would have been really hard to work a defense out. I mean, what are you going to do in 3 days? The whole nation. But the fact that it was 11.5 months later, that gave the Jews time to work up a defense. Right? Go to Achashverosh, do this, do tshuva. That's part of the Nes Nister. Was it, Mr. Joey, was it a miracle that the lots came out at a weird time? No, that's how the dice fell out. Nothing miraculous happened. The sun wasn't stopping. There wasn't Kriyas Yamsuf. This is a beautiful thing. But the fact that the dice and the lots happened to fall out 11.5 months later, that's part of the Nes Nister. You with me? That was the day he drew the lots, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. How many times he drew lots? I don't know, but the point is, he drew lots, and until he got a match, it took. But the point is that it was Rosh Chodesh. His goal was, he was hoping it was the Beis Nisan, just like you said, but it wasn't. Is this clear? This is a Nes Nister.
So why did he do it?
I'll answer that in a second. What was Hashem doing? Hashem was taking the lots, which are mikra, which are coincidental, and Hashem used those coincidental lots to save us in a way that did not look miraculous. You understand? This is exactly Nes Nister. Exactly. If you were writing a novel about this, you say, yeah, oh, Haman, it came out the wrong day. What can you do now? Mr. Fuchs asked the right question. Here's the answer. The question is, why did Haman follow the lots? And why did he draw the lots in the first place? So this is a big topic. This is a very big topic. Amalek, in the Torah says, Asher karacha baderech, kuf resh chaf, they happened upon you. Karacha. Chazal say, the essence of Amalek is mikra. Everything's by chance. Essence of Amalek is, they go through life, everything's random chance. They don't believe in Ashkacha Pratis at all. Everything is random. Whatever happens, just happens. That's why when Mordechai sends a message to Esther, he says, tell her, Kol Asher Karahu, Kuf Resh Hei Vav. Everything that happened. Why? Because he was sending a remez to Esther. The great-grandson of Karcha, Mikra, it's the same root. You with me? Karahu, Kuf Resh Hei Vav, is the same root as Karcha. This is the essence of Amalek. Everything's b'mikra, everything's by chance. So Haman, who's about to make a hugely important decision, says, my shita in life is everything's by chance. I'm going to do whatever fate tells me. I'm going to throw the dice. That was his, like, whole hashkafas ha'olam. And that's why he followed the lots. He thought the lots played a role. That was his hashkafa. You should know there's a very interesting machlokas. Rav Mendel got me on this. Rav Mendel Shlita. Haman believes everything. Amalek believes everything's by chance. That whatever happens in the world, nothing to do with God. It's all by chance. Everything's mikra. That's the essence of Amalek. But were Amalek atheists or not? In other words, is it that they believed in God, but they believe God has no control over the world, everything happens as random chance? Or no, they don't believe in God at all. Then everything's really random. You with me? So Rav Lev holds that they were atheists. Rav Lev Shlita holds they were atheists. Put that in my Purim book. So somebody showed it to Rav Mendel. He says, whoa. He said it very nicely with a smile. He said, no. So I looked at it again. And also I saw Rav Nevensal Shlita also. A lot of the Svarim say they believed in God, but they fought him. And the way they fought was they don't believe God has any control over the world. Everything's random chance in the world. But God exists. So in my new edition, I have a whole long footnote where I talk about two opinions about that. That's because of Rav Mendel, that footnote. Now, I kept Rav Lev. I showed it now. I went to Rav Lev. And Rav Lev explained how he would explain like the proofs that the other side brings. So now in my new edition, I have a whole long footnote. Do we assume Amalek believes in God or not? Rav Mendel is very, very strong. They believed in Hashem. They knew about Hashem, but they just rejected everything about controlling the world. But either way, the essence of Amalek is random chance. So that's why it fits. When Haman's making this big decision, he throws the dice. And that's why he follows whatever the dice told him. But that random chance of Amalek, what happened? Hashem used it to defeat him. You with me? Beautiful. So that's the Gra and the Malvin. Okay, that's number 8.